While voters are choosing among the candidates for governor this year, their running mates are just part of the package. A few years back, Illinois changed how the lieutenant governor is selected. For our Illinois Issues in-depth report, Amanda Vinicky looks at how that's working out.
Illinois voters should know there's a very real chance a lieutenant governor could be called to take on the state's top job. That reality should have been especially fresh back in 2010. It had just happened. Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn became Governor Quinn upon Rod Blagojevich's impeachment and removal from office. A year later, Quinn was campaigning to win the chief's title outright. Democratic primary voters chose Scott Lee Cohen as his running mate, a selection that came to be widely viewed as unsettling, to say the least, as more was revealed about the pawnbroker's checkered past. Here's part of an old interview.
In 2005, you were accused of putting a knife to your girlfriend's throat and pushing her head against a wall. The charges were dropped when the girlfriend didn't show up in court.
I assure you, I promise you, I never touched the woman. I never tried to cut her throat. I never did anything like that.
Cohen gave in to pressure and abandoned the nomination within a week, but his brief tenure exposed a fundamental flaw in how Illinois used to choose its lieutenant governors. In case it isn't clear, at the time, light gov candidates ran separately from candidates for governor in the primary. The winners of those races joined and competed as a pair in the general election race. You could think of it like a voter-arranged marriage. Didn't always make for a happy, successful union, but it was the Cohen debacle that scared lawmakers into changing the law, such that candidates for governor and lieutenant governor now run as a pair from the start.
I think the new system is way better.
That's Sheila Simon, who Democrats picked as Quinn's running mate after Cohen jumped ship.
The closer the lieutenant governor and the governor are coming into it, the more they can rely on each other.
The new method also gives candidates for governor a chance to bring balance to the ticket. Take this year. The leading contenders for governor, white men, their running mates, women, African Americans, and a Latina, Illinois' current lieutenant governor, Evelyn Sanguinetti. In 2014, Sanguinetti and Governor Bruce Rauner were the first pair elected under the revised method. How she was chosen is instructive. There's no way she'd have gotten by with a record like Cohen's. She'd been thoroughly vetted.
I turned over, you know, all of my personal information. I needed to provide addresses from as long as I could remember.
There is another way to look at it. Sanguinetti had little political experience at all. Rauner plucked her from the Wheaton City Council, a former high-level Rauner staffer who gave a candid review on condition of anonymity says the new method diminishes the lieutenant governor's office. Before, candidates for LightGov had to fight to win. Winners came into office with their own backers, constituencies, and agendas. Now, they're at the mercy of the governor. Sanguinetti says she isn't Rauner's twin. They do disagree. She continues to be troubled by Rauner signing a new abortion law. But she says they're partners.
Ultimately, the highest duty of the lieutenant governor is that should the governor be unable to serve, you need to be able to be sworn in and hit the ground running. Because of this relationship that we have, I feel I could perfectly do it. And that's why I believe that having been the first test case of choosing one another, I firmly believe it works.
Should Illinois have gone a different route? Say, having major party nominees choose a running mate after the primary? Or what about eliminating the lieutenant governor's post altogether? I'm Amanda Vinicky.
For more of our Illinois Issues in-depth report, visit our website at nprillinois.org.